question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's your travel duo, Robert, Mary, now back with you and ready to go as we move to today's Chief Travel Leader interview. Thanks for being part of the show on this last Saturday of July. Before we connect with J.D. O'Hara, a quick word from our friends at Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
So I mentioned this, I don't know, a week or two ago, but I think it's worth repeating. There's a new survey that NerdWallet did. They polled more than 2,000 Americans, and when it comes to new travel bookings, 45% of those questions say they're going to now buy travel insurance for future trips. We've been talking about this and encouraging it for years now. You just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations, and rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, having travel insurance is so important, Mary. And folks, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific needs, but whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get protection from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now we want to check in with J.D. O'Hara. He's the CEO of Internova Travel Group, who a number of you listening may know by their previous name, Travel Leaders Group. They're one of the largest retail, corporate, and entertainment travel companies, representing more than 65,000 travel advisors with locations in about 80 countries or so. To maximize our time with J.D., let's get right to that show hotline for today's exclusive edition of our Chief Travel Leader Series.
J.D., nice to connect with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me today. And as I sometimes like to say, the million or so people tuned in across the country with us.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Mary. Pleasure to be here, and thanks for the time.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us today. So it's clearly been an extremely challenging and difficult year, and we're going to get into some of that. But first, I want to start off and have you share with everyone listening to the show today why Travel Leaders Group, as Mary just mentioned, decided to rebrand as Internova Travel Group back in May, and how do you see the move helping the company moving forward?
Sure. Happy to explain that. So Travel Leaders Group was the parent company name for many years. I want to say 10 or 11 years. Travel Leaders Group, previous Travel Leaders Group, was a function of a buyout from Carlson Companies, the Carlson Leisure Group. Mm-hmm. As part of that transaction, we had to change our names. We picked a name called Travel Leaders for the franchise network. And to support that, what was a new name in the marketplace at the time, or a relatively unknown name at the time, we named the parent company Travel Leaders Group to support that. Now, if we fast forward a dozen years or so, we've made 50-plus acquisitions, and some of the businesses aren't named Travel Leaders Group, nor are they affiliated with Travel Leaders Group. So that's really the function, is to make sense and lessen the confusion in the marketplace. So Internova Travel Group is the parent company name, and Travel Leaders Group now represents our network and host and leisure businesses as well.
It makes things a little cleaner.
Definitely
out there.
Sounds clear. Okay. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. All right, so J.D.,
sure.
We've been hearing from our listeners and show fans that the level of uncertainty is unsettling. And I recall we had Zane Kirby with Asta on sometime in the spring, and we discussed why using a travel agent or advisor for most travels after all of this could be more important than ever. And since your company is aligned with a lot of travel advisors through your various brands, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and any recommendations for travelers listening right now.
Yeah, I certainly, unsettling is one term. I think the difficulty is I think we all are well positive in thinking that the recovery will occur. I think the big question is, how steeply will that recovery occur, and when will it recur? So I think this puts us in an area of advantage, and I think one day in the future we're going to look back on this and kind of say, boy, that was no fun, but you know, look at the positives that came out of it. And so I think one of those positive aspects is just booking with travel advisors more important now than ever. I mean, travel bans and their associated rules and regulations have been changing regularly, and it's important to work with a travel advisor who can advocate for you and who can look for destinations that have managed COVID-19 containment well and are putting in place thoughtful steps.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I won't go negative on the OTAs out there. Certainly there's a role for them in the travel world, and many travelers have relationships with them. But right now, with the coronavirus impacting travel so severely, personally, I want a person who invests in me, or who I can communicate with openly, or who
24/7.
I know it's their livelihood and they know travel. I mean, that's who I want to be working with for my travels. Don't you agree?
Our advisors have been busier than ever, making no money simply looking after their clients and making sure their clients are looked after, whether it be refunds or returns or you know, so we've got some great stories, which I'd love to share with you another time, about some of the lengths that some of our advisors went to get family members home safely from destinations abroad at the outset of this pandemic.
All right, we'll definitely do that.
We're really proud of that.
Yeah, a lot of people working hard out there. And as you said, you know, not making money, but just invested in people. JD, across the various brands and divisions of Internova, what are you hearing from your team regarding any current travels and trends, whether it's upcoming travels, maybe late summer, fall 2020, or even, you know, into 2021?
Yeah, you know, that's changing on a daily basis, as mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier. And I think, you know, our outlook in March was different than May and is different than now, right? So I think leisure travelers are postponing bigger trips until the end of the year. A lot of the bookings are kind of closer term. So we've got a lot of big bookings that are kind of next week, and that normally would be 6 to 12 months out. You know, I think longer term, people are still very interested in cruising. A lot of the cruises are being booked in 2021. I think that 2020, just given the recent news with the CDC and whatnot, mm-hmm. Crystal, I think, announced that they're postponing until December. So right. I think 2020 is probably looking a little bit bleak. But I think in light of that, I think 2021 will be a banner year. And so I think from a corporate perspective, I think that corporations and companies are kind of assessing their needs for business travel. You're working from home, I'm working from home, and we now are reassessing our need to travel for business, right? I think that business travel will come back strong. I think it may be a little bit different, but I think the business travel is going to come back strong as well. So, you know, I think cautious optimism is a term I would use, and I am 100% confident that the recovery will occur, and I think we'll be better off for it. I think the big question is just when.
Well, I think we're all waiting for that. And whoever eventually figures that out, then please contact all of us right immediately.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I want to go to different, at least bring a little happiness to this. You know, I'm a big sports fan. I love having my Yankees back now. And your offerings from road trips, I mean, you have so many different brands, as you talked about, that we could get into. But it caught my attention. And folks, essentially during non-pandemic times, Road Trips offers customized luxury sports travel packages to really the places you want to be, whether it's the Super Bowl or Masters, Kentucky Derby, Wimbledon, I mean, the Olympics, World Series for baseball, and Monaco Grand Prix, all of that. So I love that you're in this space, and I'm curious really how they're managing during current times when we have sports just starting to come back, but there are no fans. And I'm curious, have you ever gone to a major sporting event with Road Trips?
I have, yes. I attended the Masters last year. And was going to attend the Masters this year, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, is still pushed out to the fall.
It is.
So Road Trips, as of right now, is actually handling itself extremely well. So all of the packages that were booked that would have occurred by now, whether it be the Masters, for example, the Olympics should be going on now, as a reminder, that's being postponed till next year. People are keeping their bookings and looking forward to when that event will happen. So Road Trips faring extremely well, and just as a congratulations on your Yankees winning.
Well, yeah, thank you. Listen, I'm looking forward to the game later today because I guess Fox, they're going to be putting virtual people. We'll see how that works out. But anyway, all right. So
Well, before we run out of time, we only have about a minute and a half. Have you been able to get out? I know you have kids. Have you been able to do any travel this summer?
You know, I just got back. Funny you should ask. I just got back. So we've been homebound for almost 4 months straight, and really we're following the rules, didn't get anywhere. So I thought for my four kids aged 12, 11, 6, and 4, I thought I'd give them a different view of the world other than our backyard and their home. Mm-hmm. And so we rented an RV and toured around the Appalachian Mountains. And I would say my recommendation would be absolutely do it. I think the biggest takeaway would be a 33-foot RV gets real small real fast.
We've done this, JD. We have. But I'll tell you, it was a great experience with our kids, and they still talk about it to this day.
Yeah, they do.
We very rarely get to sit around a fire and just talk about things because kids these days are busy with their devices or whatever they're doing. And so it was a really, really kind of wholesome time with our family. And the other takeaway was you really appreciate your home and your car when you get back.
Well, there we go.
And
well,
your
JD, listen, we do need to wrap this at least for today, but we look forward to staying connected and having you join us again at some point in the future to pick up this discussion. We have a lot more we want to get to. So thanks very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you both.
Take
really
care. Thank you.
You too.
All right. J.D. O'Hara, CEO of Internova Travel Group, folks. As we pause for this quick break, as I see the clock is ticking down, please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.